Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back into it here. 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Wagons, and Mac Mott. All right. Summit Pizza collabs with Jazzy B's. Sign me up. Love both those places. Very close to my crib in Lee Summit. Don't forget, I'll be at Community America Credit Union. Blue Springs, 11 to 1. Prizes, tickets, cheerleaders, KC Wolf. Come out and say hi. 11 to 1. Also, Foaling Friday.
Yeah, it is. It's Foaling Friday. That means you get to foal for free from 2 to 6 every Friday in October. And, of course, you can check out their great drink specials. They got seasonal beers and drinks ready to rock and roll. But just go into Foaling at 435 in State Line. Tell them you heard it on 96.5 The Fan, and they will let you foal around for free from 2 until 6 o'clock. You got to get in there before 6 o'clock to get your foaling for free. And they present, Foaling Warehouse does, what's in the script, as we do every week, and let you know what's going on with the Chiefs this weekend. Who wants to get this thing started? Brought to you by our good friends over at Foaling. FoalingKC.com.
I have fun. Mac, you want to start? I feel like we never let you talk or start.
No, both those things you let me do, and okay. I will kill it as I usually do on the script right here.
No, we don't let you finish.
Okay. Not doing a lot of that lately. Las Vegas fans, like our guy Kramer here, they want to act like this doesn't matter how badly they get beat this weekend, but it does. And they'll regret saying that after complete domination. You know, I hear Kramer, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't care if we lose. I want Shedeur Sanders. I want a quarterback. Raiders fans are all around. I don't care. We want to lose this year. We want to tank. No, you don't. You're going to be sad.
Do you think Shedeur Sanders is going to be the savior of your franchise? I'm asking. I'll ask that about any quarterback.
Because he would be a great Raider.
He'd be a perfect Raider, yeah. Right? But doesn't mean he's going to be any good, right? Like these teams and these fan bases that want to tank for quarterbacks are the dumbest human beings on earth, because 50% of these people fail and the other 50% probably get into a bad situation. So I just think it's so stupid when people say, I don't care if we lose. I want to get Shedeur Sanders, or I want to get Andrew Luck, or I want to get this guy. How many people wanted to get Patrick Mahomes other than Binkley after that season? Nobody.
Well, I don't think Kramer's dumb, so.
No, I don't think Kramer's dumb either, but I think he's going to regret saying that he wants to be beat, because it will be complete domination that will unfold over this weekend. I see a defensive touchdown in this game. Pick six, actually, from Nick Bolton is going to be my guess here. I think DeAndre Hopkins is used around 50, maybe a little over around 60% of the snaps, has 5 targets, 4 catches, 50 yards. I'm actually going to up that. 6 targets, 5 catches, 70 yards. I do think he gets in the end zone. And I think we stay on the gray train. I think he's the second leading receiver, maybe first, right there with Hopkins, 60, 70 yards through the air. And Kareem Hunt continues to drink out of the fountain of youth this weekend. Another good day with a touchdown, at least one. Give me 34-6. And honestly, every Chiefs weekend, if you're looking for that parlay on FanDuel, DK, wherever you go, 2 touchdowns, Kareem Hunt is not a bad long shot every freaking week.
All right, this week is the one we've all been waiting for. I've been telling you about this game since the schedule came out. Popcorn emojis received on my text phone from people about this game inside the organization.
Text phone.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. The Chiefs are going to light up the scoreboard and have their biggest point output of the season. So far, their biggest output of the season, what, 28 points last week against San Francisco. That's the warm-up for what we're going to see this week. Game starts with the Chiefs on defense. Raiders, of course, will go 3-and-out because, well, they're no good. The Chiefs will get the ball. First play of the game, Hopkins for a small gain, setting the wheels in motion for the blowout. Kareem Hunt again featured in the red zone, but it will be Hopkins and Kelce getting in the end zone for the Chiefs this week for the scores. Mahomes will have over 300 yards passing. DeAndre Hopkins will have 5 receptions. Chris Jones will come up with a big sack, and this is the week Trent McDuffie gets his first career interception. Chiefs win 72-0.
What's in the script for me? The Raiders are victorious in this game. Come on, I wasn't going to do that. No, I think Mahomes has 187 passing yards by the third quarter. Mahomes hitting that number this week will put him at 30,000 yards passing for his career at the ripe age of 28 or 29. And that'll be the big point after the game. Mahomes has 30,000 career passing yards. He's not even 30. Kareem Hunt scores. Kelce scores. When Kelce scores, fellas, and people listening to this on Monday, this is when they do the puppet celebration that I called back in July. Travis Kelce's yet to score. They've been waiting for him to score. One time he played the Raiders. I think he had 4 catches for 25 yards for 4 touchdowns. He eats against the Raiders. So I think he scores. They do some sort of puppet celebration. I do think Hopkins has 6 catches for 89 yards and also a touchdown. I think he has an explosion of a game. Welcome to the Chiefs, DeAndre Hopkins. The Chiefs will have 3 sacks and an INT on defense, and someone random will catch a touchdown on offense. Will this be the day that Chris Jones, number 95, finally gets to drink from the nectars of the end zone? I hope, and I hope that's what it is. 95 gets a touchdown. End result, the Chiefs go full Mr. Geppetto on the Raiders, and they win this game 38-3 and improve to 7-0. That's the script from Dusty Likens.
How do you see the Raiders getting 3 points?
Because Antonio Pierce will be down 38-0, and he'll be on the 20-yard line just to save face. He'll kick a field goal.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what he did last week. He was down by, what, 10, and he kicked
a field goal?
Kicked a field goal.
Was it 10?
No, he's down, what, 8. Yeah, he's down 8. And with like 4 minutes left, decided to kick a field goal, and they lost 20-15.
Right, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Stupid situation. Stupid. Are the Oakland Raiders. I think the puppet celebration could be fun, or they just totally ignore it. It's going to be one or the other. It's either going to be like Travis Kelce putting his hand up Patrick Mahomes' shoulder pads in the back and doing that kind of thing, you know, or they're just going to totally ignore it and just go out there and pace these idiots. The team's never going to learn. They just aren't ever going to learn that if you poke the bear and the bear is named Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, they're not only going to kick your ass, they're going to devour you, they're going to eat you, and then they're going to poop you out. I mean, this team has no idea what's coming for it on Sunday.
Snakes don't eat people. Oh, that thong? Anaconda, 1996. John Voight. That is what's in the script presented by Foaling Warehouse. Get your foal on a Friday.
That's right. Free Foaling Friday from 2 until 6. Reserve your lane at foalingkc.com.
Something I didn't think would be in the script. I don't know if you guys, this is random. I went to a concert last night at Knuckleheads. Great venue. First time I've been inside of Knuckleheads. Been to Jay Rieger multiple times. Gone down the slide. Done the whole thing. Whatever. Do you remember that yodeling cowboy that was in Walmart? There was like a little kid. His name is Mason Crosby.
Mason Ramsey.
Or Mason Ramsey.
Yeah, he's not the kicker. Yeah. I remember him.
Dude, I saw him live last night.
That's crazy,
he was inside Walmart.
When he was a kid, he's like the...
He went viral for yodeling. Yeah.
Remember that kid?
This was pre-COVID. This must have been 2017, 2018.
Dude, he was in Kansas City last night.
Oh, God.
17 years old. Belt buckle the size of a Golden Corral
really?
Plate.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't guess he would be in Walmart and have a belt buckle.
No, he was in Kansas
and
City. Dude, it was something else, man.
I bet it was.
He came out on stage.
Because
the people I was with, the girl that performed first, their family with her family somehow. And then like afterwards, they're like, oh yeah, here comes this other guy who's super talented. And was it Mason Ramsey?
Mason Ramsey.
Yeah,
how do you know that?
And I was just, well, here's how. I saw him on stage.
No, I mean Mac. Like, how did he know right away that the guy's
Nashville.
Name was Mason?
Probably Nashville.
That guy's down there in Nashville.
Yeah, for sure.
Country singer.
Yeah, he's
and he gets on stage. I'm like, this guy looks like a combination between Dirt Diggler and Peter Brady.
Okay.
And then I'm like, why does he look familiar? And why does that name sound familiar? And like a ton of bricks, I was like, that's the yodeler from Walmart. And next thing you know, I look at his name on the bed, type it in. I'm like, and the first thing that comes up is, kid, cowboy hat, yodeling at Walmart. I was like, I never thought that I'd see like a viral sensation live. Like, next thing you know, I'm going to be on Haley Welch's
podcast.
You see me
every day.
You're not a viral sensation.
No.
Holding all the doors, holding your hand just as fast as I can.
He doesn't sound like that anymore.
No, he does not.
I would hope his voice has changed.
It's dropped. Yeah. He was singing Roy Orbison, Hank Williams.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, I'll see you in my dreams.
Yeah, I'd rather hear that than whatever this is. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't sound like that anymore.
This was when he was like 10 or 11, yeah.
I mean, dude, it wasn't good.
What Walmart was he in?
Probably somewhere where he's from.
Like Kentucky, I think.
Is he from Kentucky down there?
I think that's it, yeah.
Is he married to his cousin
yet? My brother's ex-girlfriend is from the same hometown. So like knows Mason or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you got a connection. That's why you knew the guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, well, how do you know these people?
I think what we should have, by the way, in the future, since the callers and texters love the script, we should have one person call in and give their script.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Because I think one thing that this show is relatable to is like everybody has their predictions, but no one ever really remembers them, right? Like a lot of times at the water cooler like Friday, you're like, oh man, I could just see Mahomes going off. And then like somebody will come up and be, hey, Randy, remember when you said that was going to happen? You're like, nope. Oh, I did say that, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like and maybe the text line can agree, 913-586-7965. If you want to be part of the script, you could. It would be fun.
Yeah, we could come up with like a fun way to decide the caller or something. That'd be good.
First one in.
First come, first serve. Yeah. Okay.
Knuckleheads is a great venue.
Yeah, it is.
I've never been inside of it. Very cool. Good food menu. I didn't get anything to eat because I'd ate before, but man, they had like the soft pretzel with cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm. With what?
Cheese.
Too hard to say cheese?
No, I just cut some things off.
Yeah.
Like I say, moit.
Instead of?
Because mm-hmm. I don't like the S in that word.
Instead of what?
He doesn't want to say it.
What's the word?
Moist.
Oh, moist? Why don't people hate that word?
I know people
My wife doesn't like it either. Moist, 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 moist. I mean, moist. It's moist. Who doesn't like a moist pumpkin bread?
Mm.
Why do people not like the word moist?
I don't know.
Like, why does it? It does. Like, people go, ugh.
This guy, you give this guy an inch, he takes a whole football field.
Speaking of you've never done that.
No.
Moist, 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 moist. Why does that bother people? Seriously, like, why does that word moist?
Why does this remind me of the scene of Meet the Parents when he's on the plane?
Moist.
Ugh.
Like, what do you think of when you hear the word moist? I think of a nice,
I think like the guy
a pumpkin loaf or a zucchini bread or something that is delicious.
I think the guy's forehead at Golden Corral cutting the prime rib.
Oh, that's moist. That's just sweaty.
Big time moist.
Like, I don't look at him and go, you're moist. I look at him and go, you're sweaty. Like you look at people and go, that guy's moist.
I am after the Chiefs win on Sunday.
Well, maybe.
Especially when my parlays hit.
You know, you're moist. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's weird to use for a person. I think it's good to use for pumpkin bread.
Yeah.
Brownies. You like a moist brownie?
Okay.
Right?
Bob's moist is like biscuits and gravy. That's where he cringes.
No, it doesn't make me cringe. I just ignore it. Like, I don't know that there's a word out there that makes me cringe.
I can think of a few.
There's now examples of things like smelling that guy's flip-flop that'll make me cry.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fringe. You know that thing's moist.
That's moist.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.